Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up later in the program, we will do some media analysis of Lou Dobbs' departure from CNN, which he announced in a surprise statement on the air on his show last night on CNN. And we're collecting your career advice for Lou Dobbs on our webpage. He said, quote, "Some leaders in media, politics, and business have been urging me to go beyond the role here at CNN and to engage in constructive problem solving, as well as to contribute positively to the great understanding of the issues of our day." So what's your career advice for Lou Dobbs? What kinds of problems should he solve? Go to WNYC.org and click on Brian Lehrer Show, and we'll talk about Lou Dobbs' departure in context coming up later in the program. Well, Election Day is still not over on Long Island, where they're finishing up a recount in the Nassau County executive race. As of yesterday, Newsday had Republican Edward Mangano leading Democratic incumbent Tom Suozzi by about 150 votes, with the recount nearly complete. It's a bit of a shocker, with Suozzi having been a rising star in the Democratic Party and a likely contender for statewide office next year. Remember, he was the challenger to Eliot Spitzer in the Democratic gubernatorial primary in 2006, a vote many New York Democrats would nominate for a do-over. Republicans also took back the county legislature after several years of the inner suburbs trending Democratic, and a Republican won the Westchester County executive position. We will have that winner, Rob Astorino, on tomorrow's show. And Democrats are looking at a possible Rudy Giuliani run for governor next year against David Patterson or whoever. So with me now is the New York State Democratic Party Chairman, Jay Jacobs, who is also the Nassau County Democratic Party Chair and close to Tom Suozzi. Mr. Jacobs, welcome to WNYC. Hello.
Hey, thank you. Good morning.
First, how's it looking as of right now for Tom Suozzi? Is he going to lose?
Well, we don't know. We've got about 8,000 pieces of paper between affidavit ballots and absentee ballots. So we've got a bit of a process ahead of us. I certainly would rather be up than down, and right now we are down, but, not beyond the realm of any reasonable possibility of winning.
And it wasn't supposed to be this close. What were the voters saying in Nassau County?
Well, I think they were saying the same thing in Nassau County as they were saying really around the entire state. You gave just a snapshot of it in mm-hmm. your right. overview, but we suffered, Democrats suffered losses across the state, up the Hudson Valley dramatically, and west to Monroe County and frankly, virtually everywhere. Of course, we did have a great win in the 23rd congressional upstate. But, everybody has to remember that politics is a cyclical business. And the economy is awful right now. I was just listening to the gentleman who had called in talking about the two Americas.
Right.
People are angry. People are upset. People are scared. And property taxes being high in the suburbs and upstate, that's damaging to the incumbent party. And right now the Democrats are the incumbent party. So the voters are basically saying, get your act together, solve our problems, or we'll find somebody else who will.
And not to mention that New Jersey elected Chris Christie. So is it just a backlash against whoever's in power because times are tough? Or is there a matter of policy here that's leaving a lot of people who voted for President Obama in 2008 voting for local Republicans in 2009?
Well, I think this is not that unusual in post-great election victories for Democrats or Republicans. If you take a look at when Bill Clinton won back in 92 and took office, there was, a bit of a setback in many of these local races in 93, and unfortunately it gave way to, much greater national setbacks in 94, so we have a lesson in all of that. Here, we take a look at Barack Obama. He won. Great expectation, great excitement and enthusiasm among Democrats, independents, and many Republicans. And then you get, of course, the process of governing, which to no fault of his or the administration or government, governing takes longer.
But his popularity is remaining high. I know the number in New Jersey among independents who went, of course, for Christie, while they went overwhelmingly for Obama last year, independents went said in the exit polls that they still approve of Obama at a rate of 57%, which is very high. So are there any local issues? For example, I know some Nassau County legislature candidates among the Republicans were running against a home heating oil tax that the Democratic legislature and Swazi has imposed. So is it a tax thing to some degree?
Yeah, but I don't want to suggest that anybody is angry at Obama. I don't think that's what this is about.
Right.
I think the Democrats are a little disheartened, particularly about state issues and what's gone on in the state over the past several months, where the Democrats are concerned, fairly or unfairly, but that's been something that's been in play and a lot of discussion. But I think that the home heating tax was definitely used to the Republicans' advantage. They never pointed out that it came to a total of $1.50 a week at most for most taxpayers. They never pointed out that, frankly, they had no idea as to how, if they eliminate it, which they promised to do, they're going to pay for the money lost in a tough economy. But you know, it plays well. And when you say taxes, 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 voters aren't that interested in how much the tax is, and they're not interested in the details. They're just angry about taxes.
Jay Jacobs, Democratic State Party Chairman in New York and Nassau County Democratic Party Chairman. And I want to open up the phones for, let's say, anybody in New York State other than in the five boroughs right now. So if you're, how about anybody in Nassau who voted for Obama last year, but Mangano for county executive, Obama and local Republican voters, 212-433-WNYC or anyone else, 212-433-9692. Could there have been a white backlash against diversity and immigration problems in Nassau County? You know, Nassau is increasingly immigrant and Latino, I don't have to tell you. And I don't know what Lou Dobbs' ratings were like in Nassau on CNN, but we know there have been some tensions and incidents. Does that have anything to do with this?
Well, let me give you an analysis that I don't know that you're taking into consideration. I don't believe the Democrats and Democratic voters voted against Tom Suozzi or the legislature. What happened here, if you look at the numbers, and we've begun studying these pretty carefully, there is a dramatic reduction in Democratic vote. Democrats didn't come out. Republicans came out pretty close to their previous and expected numbers. It's just that the Democrats stayed home. So I think that, you know, we can't overlook that, and we can't understate it. There's a factor here of Democratic demoralization, if you will, or apathy in this particular election that we have to address. Now, going to your question about diversity and those issues, you know, there are probably such an array of reasons that vary voter to voter as to why this person voted or that person voted, and it's so complex. Can I say that absolutely has nothing to do with it? I can't say it. I don't know that it has anything to do with it.
Right. All right. If Suozzi loses, is he toast as far as statewide office goes in the 2010 election?
Yes. I don't think that Tom losing the county exec race would be running in any other race. I think that he's got to at that juncture reevaluate and get his political career back on track. And I don't think that looking to a higher statewide office is probably his best move. I think he's got to focus on these issues here in Nassau,
right,
which created this kind of a surprise.
All right, Barbara in Nassau County, you're on WNYC. Hi, Barbara. What town?
I ended up staying home this year election. I was kind of disgusted with the Nassau County Democrats.
What town in Nassau do you live in?
Great Neck.
All right. You voted for Obama last year, but stayed home this year.
I worked for Obama last year.
What made you disgusted?
Partly that the property taxes are getting so high that I'm having to consider moving. They've more than doubled since I owned the house 10 years.
Barbara, thank you. And Mary in Nassau. Mary, what town?
I'm from Lynbrook.
Hi.
Hi. I voted for Obama, and I voted for Suozzi the first two times he ran. I did not vote this time, and I think the reason that I did not vote for him is that I felt that he, was somewhat intellectually dishonest. He blamed it on the schools. But we all get a chance to vote on our school budget, so don't tell me it's school taxes, and that's the reason. If people don't want to pay school taxes, they'll vote against it. And I also think that the assessment mess in what he did this year, and I don't know if people understand it, but what he did was he lowered everyone's assessment to below market value. And so when you get your assessment information, it says, oh, my goodness, I'm underassessed. Isn't this wonderful? But if I'm not underassessed in relation to other property owners, I end up being overassessed, and I again pay more than my fair share. But he basically made us impotent in our ability to fight that. So I just thought that he's just not really playing fair.
Mayor,
so I just could not support him.
Thank you. Property taxes, property taxes, property taxes, Mr. Jacobs.
Yeah, well, I want to answer Barbara and both callers, actually. You know, it's very interesting. They're upset about the property taxes, and they take it out on Nassau County Democrats or Tom Suozzi. But here are the facts. The property tax in Nassau over the past 6 years, as the county portion, the only thing that the Democratic legislature can vote on, the only thing that Tom Suozzi can sign, has to do with the county taxes. The county taxes went up one time in 6 years, 3.9%. If your property tax is $9,000, we're talking about $1 a week. That's it. The total portion of the county's portion of the property tax when Tom Suozzi came in was 23%. That means 23% of your total bill went to the county. Now it's 16.4%. That means that we have been taxing less. So we go to the school taxes, and I heard the lady say that people could vote on their school taxes. Well, everybody knows those votes take place in May. A ridiculously small number of voters even know they're happening and come out to vote. And what happens is this. People are upset about property taxes. 65% happens to be from the schools. You can say anything you want, but you can't deny that's the fact. And those taxes have been going up 40% over the past 6-7 years.
Now, to those of you calling from Westchester, I see Dave and Ellen and a couple of others saying they voted for Democrats in the past, voted for Astorino, the Republican Westchester County executive, this year. We're going to have Rob Astorino on the show tomorrow, so we'll continue this conversation then, and we'll take your calls for him tomorrow, if we can. But in our last couple of minutes with Jay Jacobs, who's also the New York State Democratic Party chair, I want you to put on your state party chair hat. We have the Democratic legislature resisting the Democratic governor's call for mid-year spending cuts to health and education because tax revenues aren't coming in as projected. Are you taking a position on who's right?
Well, the position I've been taking, without getting into the details of the specifics of each of the proposals, is that we have to cut. And we have to make tough choices. And the fact is that every group that we talk to, whether it is educators or hospital workers, everyone agrees that there have to be cuts. They're just all saying, just not in our area. Well, we can't do that. And we have to find the fairest, least harmful, least damaging cuts in terms of essential services that need to still be met. And I think that's what's going to happen at the end of the day. There will be some disagreement as to this program or that, or to which degree, between the governor, his staff, the state senate's financial staff, and the assembly. But they will come together and they will make the needed cuts, because we have to have a budget that's in balance. We can't end up like California and some other states. And what people have to also realize in New York State, as unpleasant as all of this has been, is that through it all, we got hit in New York the worst in terms of the revenue reduction, because we're at the heart of the Wall Street bubble that burst, and that's where we get 20 to 22% of our total revenue. In spite of all of that, New York State, with the action that Democrats in the legislative branch have taken, and the governor, frankly, have managed, with $30 billion in cuts over the past 18 or so months, have managed to keep us solvent, where many other states are trying to borrow money from the federal government with no luck, and are having to give out IOUs. So we've done pretty well.
Do you agree with President Obama that Governor Patterson should not run for re-election next year so as not to weaken the Democratic ticket?
President Obama did not say that. President Obama was concerned. His staff has been very concerned with Governor Patterson's poll numbers, as Governor Patterson has been. And the governor deserves a reasonable period of time to get his job done, get those poll numbers up if he can, and then everybody will sit down. I'm sure he will sit down and assess what he's going to do. But he is running for governor as far as he is concerned, and I am supporting him. And the fact is that right now the governor should be focused and the legislature should be focused on getting the people's business done. And any discussions and talks about who's running or what's happening for governor next year is really not doing us in the state of New York a favor because we've got to get this through this budget.
Last thing, any regrets about how the mayor's race was run? Bill Thompson came so close, probably closer than you expected, as most people. I'm hearing, for example, if only President Obama had campaigned for Thompson like he campaigned for Corzine, he might have made the difference in New York that he couldn't make in New Jersey.
Well, it's always good to Monday morning quarterback these things, and you know, it's great and very obvious today what happened, but it wasn't so obvious looking at it. I certainly have regrets that on the state party level, I did not have enough resources available and didn't have the opportunity to raise more money for Bill Thompson and help Bill Thompson in a better way. Not that I think necessarily that in and of itself would have made a difference. I think a lot of Democrats have to take a look at what could have been done by them and by all of us to bring this together. We did not realize it was going to be that close, and unfortunately, you know, resources just weren't available to them.
Jay Jacobs, Nassau County and New York State Democratic Party Chairman, thank you very much for coming on.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC. Coming up in just a minute, Ethan Zuckerman will be back. Do you remember the homework assignment he gave you last week? To go to the website meetin.net and look at how they translate between English and Arabic as a source of cross-cultural dialogue. We'll check it out. Stay with us.